It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. That is the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra performing Dvorak's Carnival Overture in Prague.
Over the summer, the youth orchestra toured Poland and the Czech Republic to prepare for a special concert season.
In the coming months, the orchestra will be hosting a residency that showcases a collection of 70 string instruments, almost all violins, owned and played during the Holocaust. The project is known as Violins of Hope.
The orchestra will host events in partnership with dozens of groups around the state, including Milwaukee's Holocaust Education Resource Center and Jewish Museum Milwaukee.
To learn more about this residency, we're joined by Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra CEO Linda Adelstein and cellist Kira Jester, a senior at Brookfield East High School. She'll be playing the one cello that's part of this special collection. Kira and Linda, welcome to you both.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be on here.
And thank you so much for inviting us to be part of the conversation today.
Linda, take us a step back. Where did you first hear about Violins of Hope and how did it make you feel?
Nearly 10 years ago now, I was watching CBS Sunday Morning, and they had a segment on the Violins of Hope in their residency with the Cleveland Orchestra. And the next day I came and I thought about what I had seen and the impact that these instruments were having on the community in Cleveland, and their stories of the Jewish musicians and those who were targeted by the Nazis that were being told by these instruments, and the opportunities that they sang. And I thought about the work that we do here at the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, that we unite through the power of music as we inspire lifelong learning about how we see ourselves, each other, and the world around us. And it occurred to me that that's the exact mission of the Violins of Hope, to educate and inform about the stories of the past and how they connect to the present and the lessons that we can learn about finding hope and resilience in the darkest of times. So that was the genesis.
Yeah. Kira, can you tell us a bit about the history of this cello that you have the honor of getting to play this season?
Yeah. So this cello that I have the honor of playing is from the Holocaust. It says that it was built, I think, in the late 1890s. Mm. And they found this in the Palestine Orchestra, where then they donated it to the Violins of Hope.
What does it feel like for you to play it?
Honestly, for me, I have a mixed emotions of sadness and hope. It's definitely a privilege to get to play this cello and an honor because I get to play a cello with such powerful history. So it really just helps me, I think, deepen my connection with these past individuals who played this and helps me see that they had all this, all their resilience that they faced through this horrible time and kind of reflect on this horrible time in history and hope that it can never repeat itself.
Linda, is there a particular story behind one of these string instruments and why the story stays with you? Could you share it with us?
Oh, there are so many of these incredible stories, but one I'll share, one of the instruments that we played in the opening, grand opening event that will be used in performance throughout the state is Violet's violin. And I'll share her story with you. Study, my darling, you never know what can happen in life, Violet's mother would say, urging her to practice her violin. Though her Hungarian immigrant parents were not musicians, they saw music as a language that could open doors. In 1943, they were denounced, arrested in Lille, and deported to Auschwitz. Separated by her parents on arrival, she was never to see them again. She was tattooed. In Auschwitz, she sought a place in the women's orchestra. Her first audition failed, but under the new conductor, Alma Rose, she was the daughter of Arnold Rose and the niece of the great composer Gustav Mahler. Mm. She was given a second chance. Alma accepted her into the orchestra. After showing compassion when she arrived at rehearsal barefoot and in tears. More than once, Alma saved Violet's life by playing in the women's orchestra at Auschwitz. Violet survived until the liberation in April 1945, returning to France alone. So this is the story of Violet's violin, a violin that saved her life.
Mm. You can see where the word hope comes from, mm-hmm. with this particular story. Kira, before the season started, the Youth Symphony did travel to Poland and the Czech Republic, and students saw a concentration camp firsthand. What did you experience on this trip, and to play and to perform on this trip?
Yeah, I experienced so many emotions, whether it was getting to play in Smetana Hall and feeling this sense of proudness and getting to play with my peers in these historical halls that are just beautiful. And then also the sadness of going to this concentration camp and seeing all these horrible places that people had to suffer. And I really enjoyed that we got to have these deep connections with history, like when we were in Prague, getting to see those little gold plaques of different Holocaust remembrance of people who lived there.
It makes me wonder, Linda, whether these students, these young people, how their musicianship might be changing as they go through this experience that's surrounding Violins of Hope.
One doesn't see these instruments or touch these instruments without being touched by their own stories. As any instrument is played, it begins to take on the story and the history and the personality of its musician. And so knowing when one looks at these instruments and then picks them up, there's so much more than just the wood and the string. Mm. And as our musicians pick them up and they play them, they begin to bring forth the stories and the experiences of the people, of all the people who played them before them. And they begin to take on the personality now of our musicians as they play them.
Linda, can you talk about what selections, the music for this special season, and what will unfold for audiences when they come to the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra concert?
So there are more than 60 partners throughout the state of Wisconsin who will be presenting programs.
Wow.
Over the next 5 months. There will be more than 80 different events. And so each of these programs are different. And they include music by composers that each organization has chosen to represent the stories of and the experiences of the instruments and the stories of hope and resilience, and in some cases, despair that these instruments represent. You know, some of the people who played these instruments didn't come home. And so as specifically for the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, the repertoire that we've chosen represent all of those themes. And on November 16th, we'll be performing with a MISO alumna, Wendy Richman, a violist, who is nationally and internationally renowned. She's coming home to play the Bloch Suite Hebraique. So it's quite varied. We have exhibitions and community conversations, and we'll have both the instruments played and on display in various locations around the state.
Well, Kira and Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to share these incredible stories of hope and resilience.
Linda Edelstein is CEO of the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, and Kira Jester is a senior at Brookfield East High School and a cellist in the symphony. They talked about the Violins of Hope residency, which is showcasing a collection of 70 instruments that survived the Holocaust throughout the state. Now through January, you can find more information on events at violinsofhopewisconsin.org.